Let's open our Bibles to Revelations chapter 17. Today we're going to continue, and I think this might be the last one on the Matrix. The Matrix, the beast is rising. We talked about what the Matrix was. It was a movie, a series of movies, and I really don't recommend you have to go and see those movies. People are like, I got to go. But in a lot of predictive programming, there is a lot of clues, as we found out. It's part of their religion is to tell us what's going to happen, but that's another whole subject. But there is a series called The Matrix, and The Matrix is programming to see lies as truth. Now, to even listen today, I want to give you a warning. You have to be a truth seeker, because if you don't want to know the truth, then you just need to shut this off right now, because I'm not trying to make people afraid. When I've known some of these things, to me this is very light of what I'm sharing, but to some people that have never heard this, it can be very devastating. So I want you to get your pens out and write things down. I'm going to just name some things. Do your own research. While we can still do it, some of the articles I look for are gone now. Some of the websites that I used to get a lot of my information, I'm so glad I had all my articles printed out and put in files, because they're no longer available. Or the way we do it is I get an article, give it to Tim, he prints it out. They're making it very hard to print out things now, and some of the emails I've sent you guys on stuff, it comes back, it can't be sent. So information is definitely changing. We are in a war on truth. And this is only going to increase as the beast rises. That's what it says in Revelation, so we got to see what this is. And I've been hearing this for a while, the beast is rising. Now, we have to know what the beast system is. And the Bible says that we're not to love the world. We talked about this the last couple weeks, the things in the world. Why? Only because there's a lot of deception in the world. I could go into so many things here right now that I've learned. And just when you think you know a truth, God will show you something else that you've been deceived about, and you have to come out, because we were born into a lot of lies. But as the Bible is exposing everything, and today I can share some of this with you because you see it, especially Agenda 21. You see it happening in Australia, Brazil, Puerto Rico. You see things happening. Years ago, you would have said, this is not going to happen in our lifetime. We don't know when these events are going to happen, so first of all, we have to not be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, and when we allow ourselves to be afraid of things, we give away our power, and then you're right where the enemy wants you, and it paralyzes you when you walk in fear. God doesn't want us to be afraid, because he said, this world is not our home, we're passing through, and we know there's a war to be fought. And we have to know the war is about truth. And truth is power. It's powerful when you know the truth and you come out of deception, right? But for those that want to stay in deception, I just really recommend you not to listen to this YouTube, okay? So here's your out. when I don't like to make people afraid. When I was going through a tornado with a family, I remember taking all the coins in my purse and throwing them up in the air, because I didn't want the little girl that was in the car to be afraid. I wanted her to focus on it. I said, every coin you can get, you can have, you know. So we just hit the little bit of that tornado, but it could have devastated her. So I'm just saying, my heart is not to make people afraid. I like to calm people down and give them assurance. But on the other hand, there's so many people lying to us. From the pulpit, they're telling us nothing bad's going to ever happen. Your best life is now, and you're going to get your destiny, and blah, 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 blah. And they keep prophesying you into the blue pill. Keep prophesying you into not face what's going on around you. Keep prophesying deception and lies. And that has really gotten me righteously angry, that we are not hearing truth, and that we aren't hearing some of the things that are, to me, it's very basic. It's going to be a basic to a lot of you that have studied this. It's not going deep into anything, but I like to take things a line upon line, because otherwise it's devastating enough for people that don't know any of these things, but God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So right away, just know your life is not your own. You've been bought with a price. God's in control of us. And we don't have to fear, but we do need to be aware, and God's called us to watch. And unfortunately, many people are not watching today. They're watching other things. They're not watching what's going on in the world. They're caught up in their movies and their Netflix and their Kardashians. And they're caught up in all this stuff, which is what we found out last week. Distractions, the lady in the red dress, according to the movie. And the enemy wants us distracted, but God doesn't want us distracted. We need to face truth head on. So for you that stay with me, let's look in Revelations. Let me see. I think I had it. Revelations chapter 17. Let's just look at this. And I'm only going to pick out parts of it because there is a lot and we have a little bit of time. Right in the middle of 17, come hither and I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore. Now remember, God's going to judge the beast. He's going to judge the beast system. That's his job. It's not our job, but he's letting us know there is a rising of the Antichrist system. And he said, there's going to be a judgment with who are poor part of this whore, Babylon, with whom the what? The kings of the earth, or you could say the presidents of the earth, the rulers of, he's telling us who they are, have committed what? Fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet covered, what? Beast. It reminds me of a president we had not too long ago said, what was his transportation? He called his car the beast. Full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in what? Darn it, my favorite color. I don't know if you guys noticed in election, the last election, that people started coming out in purple. And I was like, why is everyone's dresses in purple and everybody's ties are purple? Because they know if they're part of the beast system, they know it's rising. Okay? Just put that in your hat. Don't smoke, but you heard that old saying, put it in your hat and smoke it. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet cover and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written mysteriously, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abomination of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the what? Saints. Do you see a war here? The Antichrist spirit against the Christ spirit. People that are walking with the Lord versus those that are not or anti against the Lord. Drunken with the blood of the martyrs and of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. If you've noticed the last couple Super Bowls, they've had a bottomless pit, things coming out. Have you noticed that there's the bottomless pit is opening up? It's funny because everything God says, the devil imitates or does the opposite, but it's very religious. The Antichrist religious, it's a religious system. But the thing is, they're against Christ. And it goes all the way back into the Babylonians and Egypt and all these other things. This is not new. It does keep growing, and it is growing. It's been going on for a long, long time. And it shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. And he goes on, whose names were not written in the book of life. I'm sure glad your names are. If you're born again, if you're a Christian, if you accepted Jesus as your Lord, your names are written. Aren't you excited? These are the things we have to rejoice in now. Our names are written in the book of life, okay? Now in verse 9, the seven heads are what? The seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And I thought this was very unbelievable about the seven mountains. If you know anything about the New Apostolic Reformation, which is also part of this, you don't realize this is part of the seven mountains mandate, which is to infiltrate the government, media, education, the family, economy, religion, and entertainment. Do you see an infiltration like we've never seen on demonic things, even in our cartoons. Our poor children just want to be entertained and sit down, and now there's all this stuff showing up. Famous athletes are making movies about magic, and kids look up to these athletes. What a greater way to indoctrinate people falsely by setting up an idol and then taking them down the wrong path. Well, the Bible says, don't be deceived. And if we're not walking in the world, the spirit of the world, we won't be, because we see this is part of the beast system, right? The seven mountains, infiltration. Verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome. What? The Lamb is going to overcome. If you're a Christian, you're on the right side, because he shall overcome. Even though when you're walking in the world right now, it looks like the beast is winning, the Antichrist spirit against everything. You go now into schools and they're indoctrinated against the Bible and against all these different things, which have been what? The seven mountain mandates to invade and to come against all the things that are Christ. And what the whole new order is going to be or is against the Christian order. So it's anti-Christ. It says it's Christ. It says it's Christian. It says it, but by what? The fruit, you'll know that it's not. Because it takes away freedom, takes away liberty, tells us all to be equal, tells us all you unite, and then it says peace, peace, which the Bible says, beware when they say peace, peace. So anyway, this is an anti-Christ system that declares health, liberty, freedom, and equality, and of course, peace, while you become controlled and a slave. This is part of the Matrix movie, that you are a slave. You were born into slavery. Now, the opposite is really true. When you're a Christian, you are not a slave, but the Antichrist system says you got to get rid of the Bible, because the Bible makes you a slave from an angry, jealous God, and they hate the Bible, so they're rewriting it, and we haven't seen anything yet. Things are going to keep changing. While they're telling you the absolute opposite of the truth. So here you are, you're in this matrix. What do I believe? The world and its system is telling me one thing, but then I read in the Bible, it's telling me the other. You've got to know where your roots stand. Are you going to stand in the world and what the world's telling you? Because remember, the media is part of the seven mountains that are being infiltrated and controlled. So it's hard to get truth from propaganda. We're going to talk about this a little bit. Hopefully it'll make sense. So people are blinded and not ready to be unplugged from the matrix. They're going to fight you. They're going to fight you because that's their reality. They've been told this. And now that you're telling them it's not true, they're mad at you. Right? So the more you grow in truth, my people are destroyed for a what? Lack of knowledge. Because the more knowledge you get and what the Bible shows you, what's going to happen, and you start awakening to it, you see it happening, people that don't see are going to call you an enemy, you're judging, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nut, you're a flake, whatever. So you have to be prepared to be a little tough in these days, because we're facing a world we've never faced before. We're facing people fighting against people we've never seen before, family members against family members. The Bible says in Matthew 24, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, right? Earthquakes, famines, all these things. We're seeing this already in our life. So we need to know what dots are connecting and make some sense of some of this, because we don't want to be destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So remember, the spirit of a lot of people in the matrix that they're living in this deception is what? Hollywood. They live on what Hollywood, NBA, NFL, all these things, that's their reality. That's all they know. Just give them a beer, give them some popcorn, and they're happy. It distracts them. It's a great big woman in the red dress distraction. Not saying you can't relax, but you can't be engrossed into these systems because they're deceptive. So the spirit of the world, remember, is a beast system. God tells us, if you love me, you're not going to love the world. We got to be separated. And there's coming a great separation, I believe, from those that are seeing things and those that don't, but we never fight. That's not our spirit. The spirit of the Antichrist is to pretend we're all in unity, but they fight to try to get rid of the Christians. So the whole thing is deception. Now, one of the tools they use in the Matrix is deception. And I don't know about you, but the reason why I'm sharing some of this, it makes me mad that I have been deceived as long as, as old as I am, and I'm just learning these things now. I've had to learn the hard way, and I'm trying to teach people things I wish somebody would have sat down and told me. At least investigate some of these things. So again, I'm giving you a warning. If you don't want the truth, stop this YouTube, and I'm not trying to give you my opinions. This is an educational video, which means you need to educate yourself because nobody else is going to do it for you. So this is not going to be just my opinions. Now, this is stuff I've studied. Order out of chaos. Some of you know about this. Problem, reaction, and solution. Living in the matrix, you think division, crises, racial wars, terrorism, it all just happens. Just happens. If you don't understand the concept of order out of chaos, then you'll never understand anything, especially going forward with what is happening in our world today. If you don't understand this, you're going to totally always be deceived. So this is from a book. It's called Order Out of Chaos, Paul Joseph Watson, page 13. And I'm just going to share a little of it. He said this, first they get a problem. A problem is created and designed to get a certain reaction out of the public. Then the people demand something to be done about the problem and willingly accept the pre-planned solution, a solution that always involves actions or legislation that never would have passed under normal circumstances. Do you understand that? So first you get a problem, then you get a reaction, and now they're going to have a solution to the problem they created. But they couldn't have if you wouldn't have had this problem that they created. It works like this. The manipulating body, now who's the manipulating body? I'm still trying to figure some of this out. But the Bible talks about the kings of the earth, right? The people that are on the top that have great power, great wealth. The manipulating body subtly creates a problem, then directs the media. Now remember, they have to have the media. The media has to be owned and operated by the people that are operating this, that control things, because otherwise it wouldn't work. You have to get the same message to all the people. Have you noticed when something comes on the news, it's everywhere? It's the same thing every single place. So that makes you think, hello, someone is putting these messages out that we're all over the world getting some of the same messages. So then you're directed to the media who constantly, constantly, I remember when my son was little, he goes, do they have to keep saying this over and over? I'm so tired of the news. Everywhere I go, at that point, it was when Princess Diana died, everything was about her, and he was just in high school, and he just said, everything is about this Princess Diana, can we move on? This is what they do. They'll take something and they'll push it. The focus is just constantly without recourse. The problem could be anything. It could be a collapse. It could be a war. It could be a rash of child's abductions, a terrorist attack. The power of the media can create the false perception that a big problem exists, even if it doesn't. Once you've created the problem, this makes sure you have an individual or a group or some part of the society is blamed. Now, today we see racial wars. It's the white people's problem, right? Before, it's the black people's problem. They constantly want us divided. You have to understand, a kingdom divided is going to fall. The devil knows this. A kingdom divided is going to fall. He wants us all fighting. Nothing's worth fighting. I mean, give your opinion. If people are going to fight, I'm out. I'm not into fighting and, you know. But this is the way they want. They want all of us divided. So we don't see the real problem. We don't figure this stuff out. It's sad that it's taken me this long in my life to figure out some of these things that have happened throughout my whole life, and now I can see the problem, the reaction, and the solution. Then they rally the population behind the desperate lunge for a solution to the problem. Something must be done, they cry in unison. The people that created the problem in the first place then come back in and offer the solution the people demand. People are demanding. I could give you a lot of illustrations, but I want to just give you the principle. Remember, the people screaming for a solution do not know that the problem was artificially created in the first place. Yeah. The solution to the problem is always a further curtailment of freedom. another freedom being taken away, and an advancement or one or more aspects of their agenda, whether it is geopolitical expansion, new laws, or implementation of new society worldviews. Okay, again, this is from the book Order Out of Chaos. Let me give you an example of history. The Hegelian dialectic is also called problem, reaction, solution. Adolf Hitler burned his own building in 1933 to blame on his political enemies. He would later declare that, quote, terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death, unquote. They call this a false flag. Now take notes on all this so you can go back and you can study what a false flag is, what the Hegelian dialect is, problem, reaction, solution, because the Lord will show you more things as you do your own study on these things. And see, this has been around for a long time. This is not new. So a false flag, what's a false flag? It's an operation designed to deceive. It's an operation designed to deceive. And it started, the original name came from pirate ships, when the pirate ship would blame an attack on another country and give reason for an attack. So they blame this other country. It's always another country's the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman now? But the problem is they're all united up in top and they're deceiving the people below. There's one thing that there's something in my heart. I just can't stand it when people are manipulated and deceived. So they seek to hide the real organization behind an operation. Now I'm going to give you some things that are happening, and it's part of the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter, look it up, Earth Charter, because it goes right along with the same things as the Georgia Guidestones. Now, I've never taught on this today before. Now, the Georgia Guidestones, there's quite a huge story behind the Georgia Guidestones. I'm only going to probably get into one of those today just because of what I see going on in our Earth today. But the Earth Charter, now part of it, it's a lot to it, but it's global partnership. Now, notice we are in a global movement. Do you know that? National ID. Your national ID. Study out the purpose of having a national ID. They don't want us to be just, not United States anymore. We're global citizens. Mm-hmm. This is our kids now in school are going to learn about being a global citizen and global problems that are happening. And these kids now are going to be worried about the climate. Did you even think about the climate when you were in kindergarten? You thought about a rug. I'm going to sleep. Well, they're going to be indoctrinated about going green. So the global partnership, and why you have to study this out, it's a vision for environmental protection endorsed by organizations represented by what? A few hundred? Millions. This is a global organization represented by millions of people, for building a what? Sustainable. Now, the word sustainable development, you can also put socialism. Same word, sustainable socialism. Are we hearing more about socialism? Even in this election, we're hearing about, I can't believe how many people want socialism. For a building, a just, sustainable, and peaceful global society. For what? Future generations. It began, where did this all start? In the United Nations initiative, also called the Green Agenda, which we're going to talk about for just a minute. What is the Green Agenda? The Green Agenda, it's humanity's covenant with the earth. The Green Agenda is humanity's covenant with the earth, not with God. It's humanity's covenant with Mother Earth, Mother Gaia. Oh, I've never heard of that. Well, look at Starbucks coffee cup and you will see, go green and you'll see Mother Gaia right in plain sight. It's a green revolution, a new relationship between humanity and nature. They believe, from their quotes, and I'm going to quote just a few of them, the common enemy in this green agenda is guess who? Guess who is the problem here? Humanity is the problem. You won't believe this, but as you study the facts and the documents and the new laws coming in, you'll see they think there's too many people on the earth. Quote from the Green Agenda, it doesn't matter what is true. It only matters what people believe is true. Quote, the only way to get our society to truly change is to what? Frighten people with the possibility of a catastrophe. Never let a good crisis go to waste, you've heard our politicians say. Now, this is their prayer in the U.S. student textbook, Prayer to the Earth. Now remember, Romans 1:25, it says, who changed the truth into a lie. What's the lie? The lie is the matrix. And they worshiped and served the what? Creature more than the creator. We are not to serve Mother Earth as a god. We are to serve Jesus, right? But here now, this is their prayer in the new Prayer to the Earth books, their student handbooks. The earth is not dead matter. She is alive. Now begin to speak to the earth as you walk. You can speak out loud or just talk to her in your mind. Send your love into her with your exaltation. Feel your heart touching upon the heart of the planet. Say to her whatever words come to you. Mother Earth, I love you. Mother Earth, I bless you. May you be healed. May all your creatures be happy. Peace to you, Mother Earth. On behalf of the human race, I ask forgiveness for having injured you. Forgive us, Mother Earth. Do you know this is a real movement? This is not some flaky person out there. This is global. Again, Romans 1:25, they changed the truth into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. It's an upside down world we live in, right? So same as the Earth's Charter that say exactly pretty much the same things, the same guides or guide stones. One thing I've learned about the Satanic Kingdom, everything God does, the devil does it in reverse. Okay, so guide stones means commandments. We have our commandments. I believe the Antichrist has theirs. Same as the Earth's Charter, it's the Georgia Guidestones. I did quite a study. I have quite a file on the Georgia Guidestones, how they got there. I'm not going to go into a lot of that, but it's sponsored by a small group of Americans who seek the age of reason. And it says on there, it's sponsored in on these Guidestones, the age of reason. Could they be a reference to the works of Thomas Paine entitled Age of Reason? If so, do you know who Thomas Paine is and what he believed in? He has a book out called The Age of Reason, whose intent was to destroy Christian beliefs. Paine was a leading member of the secret societies in America who believed in occult philosophy. Paine was a crusader for the march towards an ideal world government. These stones, guides, materialize into stone the link between secret societies, the world elite, and the agenda for sustainable development, or we could say Agenda 21. The message engraved, there's 10 of them, but I kind of clumped them. I've read them clumped in, and I'm going to quote this. The four basic things is the population and reduction control. In other words, to have a balance with Mother Earth, we have too many people. And you're going to hear more and more about your carbon footprint. You're going to hear more and more about energy scores. It's already on the news. Population and reproduction control, establishing a world government. It's no longer just the government of the United States, but it's all, what does it say in the Revelations? The beast? All of them come together. It's global. And then the environment and man's relationship to nature. And the fourth one is promoting a new spirituality. Now, I've shared a lot about that, the new spiritual religion, why they're infiltrating the churches, even why they want mega FEMA pastors, all these things. Study on your own, but the environment and man's relationship to nature is a drive, what for? For sustainable development. Whenever you see the word sustainable development, substitute the term socialism. Socialism is sustainable development. What is that? Dramatically reducing the world's population, promote environmentalism, go green. Everything is going to be green. Go green. Establish a world government. Now you're a world citizen. And then the new spirituality. Are you guys okay? Sustainable development. And I'm not going to go into this too heavy, but there's a lot there you can read. The goal of the sustainable development is to depopulate the world. And guess what? It's not hidden. They're bringing all these plans out now. It's not no longer. It's all this is. They think there's too many people on the earth. It's a theme in the environmental movement as they see mankind as a bacteria that needs to be eradicated. A graphic goal of the New Age agenda is to reduce the world population. It's also shown in the 20-foot-tall Georgia Guidestones made of 6 granite slabs weighing more than 240,000 tons. Do you know how heavy that is? Somebody had some money to put that thing together. It's in Elbert County, Georgia. Inscribed on the structure is 8 languages. So this is global. This is not just for America, but it goes into all different languages. 3 have to do with the goal of the world population. The first thing on the, I think it's the first one of the guides on the guide stones, is to maintain humanity under 500 million in balance with nature. Well, we have a population now between, they're saying, 7 million and 9 million. My question is, what are you going to do with the rest of those people? Billion. Sorry. Thank you. 700 to 900 billion. So what do we do with the difference? Number 2, guide reproductivity. What does that mean? Hitler tried that. It's called eugenics. What is eugenics? It's sterilization. Controlled and improve human gene pool. Get rid of the bad genes and get just, you know, this superhuman race. Number 3, it's actually number 10 on the list, but I'm just going through a couple. Do not be a cancer on the earth. This is what they're saying. And it says, leave room for nature, leave room for nature, leave room for nature. What does that mean? Humanity is defined as the plague of nature. Now remember, we're not supposed to worship the earth. We're supposed to love people. This is a total plan to say we got to save the earth. Well, the earth doesn't need saving. People do. People need to be saved, not the earth. We do our part. We don't want to, you know, be, we all do our part, but this is going to extremes, okay? In his own words, now don't get mad at me because I'm just going to quote some of these guys that are globalists that are telling you what they're doing, because they always tell you what they're doing in plain sight. The globalist, Bill Gates, suggests reducing the population. How are we going to do this? He says he can do it 10 to 15% using vaccines. Quote, unquote, don't get mad at me. In order to solve global warming and lower the carbon footprint emissions to almost zero. What does that tell you? Let me say it again. He suggests reducing the population 10 to 15% using vaccines in order to solve global warming. I don't know how a vaccine is going to cause global warming to stop. And to lower your carbon footprint and emissions to almost zero. Now, you're going to hear a lot about this coming in 2020, about your carbon footprint and about these emissions, and it goes on. Stating the global population, he said, was headed towards 9 billion, Gates said, listen to this, quote, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, and reproductive health services, which is abortion, we could lower that by perhaps 10 to 15%. Let me tell you what his solution is. Great job on vaccines, health care. You should really put unhealth care. Reproductive health services, what are they going to try to do, sterilize people? Questions that we all need to ask. If you're living and you want to know, you're coming out of the matrix, you want to know truth, don't you? You want to know what the world we live in and who's making these decisions. When we go to meetings, it doesn't matter. People that are put in place, it doesn't matter. We can't change these laws. Executive orders are being signed. Question is he referring to give shots to sterilize people? Just asking. The Rockefeller Foundation praised Hitler's sterilization program in Nazi Germany. Environmentalism is a new religion for a new age. Environmentalism, worship the earth. A glimpse at the shape of things to come. What's coming? Order out of chaos. Formulate a crisis through which the world can be united under a world government. Cause something to happen, a red flag, to make people beg for a world government. Your guess is as good as mine, what that might be. Politicians again say never waste a crisis. That used to bother me. What do you mean waste a crisis? Problem, reaction, solution. Can you handle a little more? A little less and less. Yeah. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we, the think tanks, this is quote, came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. This is on page 104, 105, The First Global Revolution by Alexander King and Bertrand Schneider. Quote from the think tank people. Continue. All these dangers are caused by what? Humans. You breathe too much. You're using up too much gasoline. So the real enemy, they say, is people. The real enemy, save the earth. And it's okay to save the earth, but we just have too many people on the earth. So the real enemy is humanity itself. Here's a quote. We are beginning to see the new religion of the new age emerge to replace that age-old religion of Christianity. The beast is rising. The beast is purple. I hate to say that. Says it. The elite hope the upcoming generation will willingly submit to the sterilization to save Mother Earth. You're going to hear more and more about not having children. You're going to hear more and more how children are, they're just a problem. They're going to cause too much carbon footprints, and they're going to sacrifice, say, oh, I don't want to cause problems to Mother Earth. This is the mentality they want to instill in the global mindset through education. Love Mother Gaia. Worship Mother Gaia. It's one of their gods. This charter will be a kind of Ten Commandments, talking about the Earth Charter. And you can also say the Guidestones because they complement each other. They're saying the same thing. Current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class. You want to hear what's coming? They eat too much meat.
Yeah.
So the current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, the use of fossil fuels, electrical appliances, home and workplace air conditioning, and suburban housing, listen to this, are not sustainable. This is what they're saying. The way we're living now is not sustainable. The United Nations Agenda 21 outlines the globalist plan under the United Nations Agenda will set new global requirements for how we must live, eat, travel. The national ID has a lot to do with travel. They're going to set rules for how we communicate. My son would say, we're going into slavery, more and more slavery. Our freedoms are being taken away because they're going to say there's another threat. What could it be? Could it be this virus? Could it be? I don't know. I'm asking you. Think. We have to think outside the box because we have never been trained to think. We're only trained to sit down and listen to what they're telling us. And we've been gullible, and we're finding out God warned us about this all in the Bible. Kingdom is going to rise against kingdom. The kingdom of God versus the kingdom of the devil. And you're seeing he's God of this world right now. There's going to be a war. There's a war. There's a war on truth. But God doesn't want his people to be deceived, destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Are we to be afraid? No. But as we know and we have knowledge, we can sit back and we can say, I see this happening. If you've got kids in school, you need to, there's some things you're not going to get away from. They're going to be taught these things in school. You're going to have to do your job as a parent, find out what they're learning, and sit them down and tell them. I've sat my daughter or my granddaughter down and I tell her, this is what they're telling you in school. You don't know who you are. I'll tell you who you are. And now you're going to hear this more and more of who they're telling you. You can be this, that, you can be they. This is all part of the Equality Act. And it's like terrorism. It's almost like being forced upon people. And it's a small, really a small amount of people, but it's being enacted. And it's being played out right now before us. So we have to know what's going on. Even though we don't like to hear some of these bad things, we need to know because it's going to happen whether you like it, whether I like it or not. It's happening. This will be sold to the public under the guise of saving Mother Earth. Again, that's more control. And I'm going to close with this. Let's look back to Revelation 17. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. If you haven't heard these things, it might be shocking, but for those of us that have been studying this for years, we're seeing it being played out. They're going to keep telling you that you're, and the utilities go sky high. The utilities, different things, the taxes go sky high. No matter who gets into office, these things don't change because they all go under the Agenda 21 and the Sustainable Development Rules. And as you're turning over there, I just want to grab a scripture here. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed how? Thinking. What does God say? Don't just be conformed to what the news tells you. A lot of things are going around, misinformation. It's hard for us to tell what is truth and what is not truth because they're in control of the media. So what is the media telling us? They want us to be afraid. We should never be afraid no matter what happens, but we have to use wisdom too. But they want another agenda, their next step. Whatever's happening with this virus, there will be another freedom taken away. I can guarantee that. Because they want mandatory, and I've talked to you about mandatory. That means you're going to have to be taking mandatory vaccines. And lots of other things, if you understand the plan, their plan. God has a plan and the enemy has a plan. God does not want his people deceived. When these things get rolled out, we should be knowing before they roll them out, this is what they're going to do, right? If you're studying, to show you, and watching. Instead of calling yourself a prophet and you've got this great healing, all this stuff's distracting you from what's really going on in our world. This is all by design, by the spiritual religion in the churches. This is what's been going on for years because they're operating and controlled, a lot of them, by these same systems. And if you don't understand that, you have to go back and listen to the things I've been teaching on for 4 years. But don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Okay, in Revelation 17, he said there's going to come a judgment upon the great whore that sits upon many waters. Waters always refer to the masses. Masses, amount of people, with whom the kings of the earth, Psalms 2, the kings of the earth shall what? Come together and fight against who? The Lord and his anointing. Matthew 24 talks about how they're going to give you up in the name of their gods, thinking that they're doing God a service because they think that you're a religious germ that needs to be eradicated. It's called Christianity. Why? So the Antichrist can have his way. They don't want rules. They want outside the box. They want different genders. They want everything different than what God made them. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth. It's not some other earth. This is the earth we're living on. He's talking about what's happening on the earth. Have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Just give me another beer. Let me watch another porn flick. The world is totally caught up in the things of the world. He doesn't want us to be. He wants us to be alert. He wants us to be watching. He said, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-covered beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple. They're even putting purple on now as a sign that what? They've really progressed in their plans. Is it over? No. Is this the end of the earth? No. But they do go by events. I don't think they go by dates. I think they go by events. They've planned these things for centuries. This is not a new plan. I think it happened in the Garden of Eden, the moment that the devil said, I will be like the Most High God. I'm going to have artificial intelligence. I'm going to make sure I track every person, knowing what they're doing, knowing what they're saying. He wants to be like God. The national ID, what does it do? It hooks up to the beast system, a great big computer system in, is it Brussels? What, all these things are happening in our day. So should we just be like an ostrich and stick our head in the sand? But there's one thing, when you stick your head in the sand, that big butt just shows right up. You can hide, but you can't get away from it. You can pretend it's not happening. You can hide your head, but guess what? The rest of you's out in the open is what I meant to say. Full of names. Had to lighten you up a little bit with my stupid jokes. Color of the beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple. Purple. Mystery Babylon. Guess what? Babylon. Go read the Old Testament. People tell you not to read the Old Testament. You'll learn a lot about things that are still going on in the name of their gods. And that's why God's given us the Old Testament, to let you know these things have not ceased. Worshiping their gods has not ceased. It's continued. So don't be deceived. Do they offer sacrifices to Moloch today? Yeah, they did in the Old Testament. It hasn't stopped. It's their religion, right? And they believe if they worship Satan, they sell their soul to the enemy, that they get contracts and they'll be famous. But guess what? The devil has strong... If he raises you up, guess what? When he's done with you, he can throw you away. If you have a desire to be famous, you need to repent, because we're called to be servants. We're called to help each other. We're not supposed to be stars and superstars and all that stuff. That's part of the world system. We're here to get people saved while we have time. And these kind of YouTubes, even reading certain portions of the Bible, will be outlawed. Do you know that? It's called hate speech. Calling the Pharisees... Like Jesus said, no, not all Pharisees were bad. Jesus said, you know, Nicodemus and Paul got born again. They were Pharisees. But even to say Pharisees, that's one of the things they're fighting now to get rid of in the Bible. They don't want any of these things, because Jesus exposed who the Pharisees were. And he said they're snakes. And if you look at their logos, you'll always see a snake somewhere. That's their logos. You know, again, study the logos. But it becomes like a puzzle. And God's showing us pieces, and as we live, we start seeing pieces. And don't be afraid, because then you're giving your power away. God wants that power. Knowledge is power, for you to know what is happening so you're not deceived, your family's not deceived, because some of these things are going to happen. I don't care what you pray about. They're going to happen. I believe we can slow it down, because he said the beast will rise. And I think something's happening in 2020 election, if we have one. If we declare martial law, guess what? There is no election. So that could happen if this continues. There's so many ifs. But the main thing is that you know who you are in Christ. You know you're saved. You know that if something were to happen to any of us, we know where we're going. And live in peace and joy every single day. Sometimes you got to back away from the news. Sometimes I shut off all the, I don't want to hear anymore. I've heard enough. Everybody knows what they can handle. And it gets to a point where it's overwhelming. But you still got to press through and find out truth. Even though we've been trained, if anything's negative, we're going to shut it off. Well, Matthew 24 is a little negative. Kingdom is going to rise against kingdom. Nation going to rise against nation. Earthquakes, famine. Have you heard of as many earthquakes as we've had? Ever in our whole history of the world, there's never been this many earthquakes. That's it's a sign of the end. And is God doing it? No. I won't even go into that. God has not appointed us unto wrath. That's not God doing these bad things, but the devil wants bad things to happen. But guess what? We're his beloved. God loves us. He wants us to know there is an enemy in the earth. Just because you think you can bind him, you have all this power and authority, you don't. If that would happen, God would have said, he's gone now. Well, how come he keeps showing up again? Because this is his season, and as his season comes, he's going to throw everything he can because he knows he's defeated. So we can't allow any of these things to alarm us or cause us to fear. Amen? Amen. And everyone said,
amen. Please like and share on your social media if you find these YouTubes helpful. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.